Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. See, this crate challenge is getting out of control. These people out here stacking up these crates, and it's all for, you know, for your TikToks and Instagram and get your likes and your followers up. But it's not necessary to be out here hurting yourself permanently off of some stupid challenge. And I'm watching all these people. Like I told you before we came online, I finally saw somebody this morning who actually made it all the way across the crates without them falling or without the crates disbanding. But I ain't so sure she didn't have the crates tied down or glued down some kind of way, because she walked around in heels, first of all. Yeah, there's just some things that social media, it's unnecessary.
Well, I don't know if it's better or worse, but I guess I didn't know what the dude was doing. The crates was rocking so bad, and that was on Shula King.
Yes.
He was doing a thing on, it was a heavy guy too. And I was like, them crates rocking so bad. What do you think you about to walk down the other side of that? And I didn't, obviously he don't show a whole video, but it just be a clip running and then he give his take on it. I didn't know that was a challenge. I guess it's better than setting yourself on fire.
Shula King is actually who introduced me to it, because I didn't realize it was a thing either until I started seeing it more and more after I watched his video. So, yeah, there's other ways to get you a following on social media. You don't have to put yourself in harm's way. Because like I said, there's people out there doing it who are as big as me. And I know good and well, my big butt ain't getting up there and trying to do something that I know I can't do. And first of all, the crates ain't gonna hold you. And they out there they just think that they have some divine intervention that's gonna hold them up and get them across.
No indeed. I mean, good luck. I mean, that's about all I got is good luck, because you playing around like them people that wind up in the hospital for them burns and stuff. Now you walking around with a cask on or whatever, and then when you get that doctor bill, was it worth? Did you get enough TikToks or whatever likes or whatever to get some money to pay for these bills about to come in?
Oh, my goodness. Next thing I got on the list here. And something that you had actually came up with at the end of last episode, or maybe we talked about it off air.
Hey, y'all. We looking for the fat crayon.
Yes, are fat crayons still a thing?
Like, because the ones I Googled, they didn't seem to be fat like the fat crayons I'm talking about that we have.
No, we
I don't know if they got them no more. They
big jumbo looking. And see, what they're calling jumbo now is not the jumbo. Yeah, we're talking about big as your thumb, like big as my thumb is now type of.
Yeah, about the size of the chunky that you really can't hold properly with your little bitty baby fingers. Not the way they teach you. You know, I don't even think they teach you how to hold a pencil anymore, because I've seen people write. And I was like, that ain't how you hold a pencil.
No.
Now these kids on their own. If they got super vice grip and just going up and down with their hand and the pencil in the fist, they let it happen. I was like, you know, they don't teach cursive no more.
No, and as I'm sitting here doing a little quick research, it looks like the jumbo crayon has fallen to the experts, to the therapists there. There's occupational therapists out there who recommend that that people not use the jumbo crayons for the young ones anymore. So
Well,
yeah, so it looks like they had been disbanded
for the baby fingers no more.
That is our answer to that, but yeah. So, yeah, because I noticed that all of my young nieces and nephews, they tend to kind of mimic what you do. So they watch you hold crayons and, like, I'm convinced that my niece, one of my nieces, my sister's daughter, is going to be left-handed. She does everything with her left hand. And her father, my brother-in-law, is left-handed, so it could be something that was passed down. But yeah, it's just funny to see her do everything left-handed because my mental state is always right-handed because that's...
Oh, my niece are lefty.
And I guess it's just weird. It's not weird, but what's the word? Just different watching her do things.
No. When she came to visit and then we went to see her grandma, when I first saw her eating or whatever, and I was like, oh yeah, you left hand. And then that was it. Because I knew it, but I just, until I saw her doing something with it, I was like, oh yeah, you left hand. And when she was drawing, I was like, oh, it's so cute. Look at it. Look at the baby trying to draw with his left hand.
The baby. And
speaking of left handed, who, let's name some left handers.
Left-handers.
Lefties. Who do you know that's a lefty? Don't cheat. I can rattle off a bunch of them.
Go ahead with it.
LeBron James. Did y'all know?
I had read that, yes. He's
a lefty. Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah's a lefty.
Clinton.
Ooh.
Bill is a lefty.
Speaking of Bill, man. They got coming out of... The same people that put together that OJ deal on FX is putting out one about him and Lewinsky and their scandal.
Who wants to? It wasn't no scandal. Like maybe it's more to that than happened. I don't nobody care about that. They just find anything to do in anyway.
Barack, I didn't know Barack was a lefty.
I was about to say Obama is a lefty. I feel like the dude that did all those Die Hards is a lefty.
Ooh.
What's his name? Bruce Willis.
Bruce. Okay. Yeah.
I think he's a lefty.
I still see him out there with that sign on that street corner, Lord.
It may not be him. Because it's somebody, when I saw them in the movie, they was holding a gun in their left hand. And I was like, oh, you're a lefty. Who else?
I'm trying to think of other basketball players actress. That were left-handed.
Well, the thing though about LeBron, I can call out a bunch of lefties, but LeBron is a righty shooter.
All right, he does everything basketball-wise with a right hand. Yeah.
So you wouldn't know he was a lefty. But I knew somebody else like that. She played at Florida. Sophia Witherspoon shot with her right, but she was a lefty.
Oh, she was? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried to do anything with your left hand? You know, like if you hurt your hand, well, you may not hurt your hand. You try to brush your teeth or something. It's horrible.
I've attempted. Yes.
It's horrible.
And it's not good. I've attempted to brush my teeth left-handed. It doesn't go well. I've attempted to write things left-handed. And yeah, no. It's almost like I don't even know why my left hand is even there.
And I'm right. Bruce is a lefty. I thought he was. I couldn't remember, but I had to look it up because I was like, I'm pretty sure Bruce was on my lefty list. And I hadn't paid it much attention until, like I said, I saw him in some movie and he had the gun in his left hand shooting.
It's a good chance he had a gun in his hand in his movies, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. Most of his movies, he probably has a gun in his hand.
Well, that's it.
That was just
I asked facts. The question about the fat crayons, and I sit there and I read that little blurb about how they've basically been discontinued because of therapist, occupational therapist.
Mark Wahlberg and Keanu.
Oh.
How about this, though? Have you seen that movie, Keanu? I know this ain't on our docket, but
with,
still.
With Mike, Keegan-Michael Key.
Let me tell you something right now. I started watching that mess. And I said, wait a minute. Let me go look at the trailer. Because I was like, because I think this is going to a place I don't want to go. So I'm looking at that and I was like, I can't do this. I said, I'm not going to do this. He trying to say Keanu. I was so done.
Oh,
I didn't know Morgan Freeman is a lefty.
Okay, Mississippi.
Julia Roberts. Lady Gaga, lefty.
Dang.
Sylvester Stallone. Have I seen him do anything that I would pick up in a movie that say he was a lefty?
I didn't realize that he is a southpaw in Rocky.
Maybe that's the reason. Well, I guess you can act that out.
That's something else that I... Why do they call it a southpaw?
Who knows? I think it's probably some reason. Justin Bieber a lefty.
The Biebs is a lefty.
Lord. Eminem is a lefty. I mean, I'm assuming that this IMDb thing is right. Ben Stiller is a lefty.
Oh.
Roberto De Niro is a lefty.
Wow. A lot of lefties.
Robert Redford is a lefty.
A lot of big name celebrities are lefties.
Mm. Spike Lee a lefty. I didn't know Whoopi was a lefty. I don't think I've ever seen her write or anything.
Oh, speaking of Spike, I saw Black Klansman this weekend for the first time.
That was decent.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was decent. At first, I went from the trailer. I couldn't really tell where it was going, but I watched that a while back. Yeah, but I didn't make it through Keanu, y'all. I made it like he found the cat at the door, and then when him and the guy went well and came back and somebody had broken into the house. Now, I will say that scene where they go across the way, he said, I'm going to see my weed man. And that dude looked like this next door neighbor. And and that whole interaction was funny. But I was like, oh no, I'm not going down this with y'all. If you about to make this whole story about this cat. So, yeah, that's after the visit with the weed man, I got off the train.
I can't wait because all weekend long I have been meaning to call my partner in crime back, and the weekend got away from me, so we did not get to talk about this off air. But what if T'Challa
became Star-Lord? They don't set the bar way too high.
Oh my goodness! Episode 2. What if
they set the bar way too high? Now.
I tried to let my emotions get into it because I knew that Chadwick was playing T'Challa, and that was all.
I was wondering because I was like, that sounds like Chadwick's voice. I was like, whoever doing this voiceover doing a good job of that African accent he had.
He's in a couple of more episodes of What If, so we'll get to see him a couple more times. But this is, you know, I guess you want to say his last performance, which is awesome. Well,
let me tell you something. One of the things that I really liked was, I always had a little teeny space in my heart for
Thanos.
This.
I knew it. I knew you were gonna say it.
Space in my heart for Thanos. I understand. I was like, bro, I get it, bro. You just going about this the wrong way. And when they addressed that, and that he talked him down off the ladder, talked him out of the snap.
Who knew?
But he keep bringing it up. I was like, this is hilarious. Like this scene. It was funny in the right places. Mm-hmm. It made you like, oh, what if that happened? Like it was just like it was almost I would give it a 9.5. I hate to give it a 10, but I'm gonna leave some room for somebody else to come in because that was the dude, what's his name? The actor, and I think he's a singer too. But did that when he met T'Challa's, he was like, "Oh, you're Well, he went to T'Challa in this. What was his name in this?
Star-Lord.
You're Star-Lord. And he had this whole, he was like in awe of him. What's his name, the dude that played that? I know him. He got a scar on his face. Like, that's his tribe thing. They put that scar on your face.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
Man, he was hilarious. He was hilarious.
Yeah, and even that was different from the movie, because in the movie, he didn't know who Star-Lord was.
Man, I was just like, bro, this is, I mean, I'm here for all of this. I enjoy every minute of that.
No, I was just saying it was very well done.
For a second, I didn't know what was happening because I didn't pay a lot of attention to the Guardian of the Galaxy series. I watched them, but I wasn't like all into them. The first one, maybe, which was this one, was kind of mimicked off of.
Right.
Instead of the white guy getting taken, T'Challa was grabbed up. But yeah. I enjoy every minute of that one.
Yeah. I definitely thought the angle with Thanos not being the Mad Titan, but the fact that they kept playing it over and over again about his, you know, his reasoning for what he wanted to do.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I was like, man, I'm just here for it. I'm here for it. And the old boy was just hilarious. Like, it has so much comic relief in it.
Yes, and because he wasn't the Mad Titan, Nebula doesn't get torn apart and put back together. So she was, you know, had the long blonde hair.
She was good.
We don't even get to see Gamora because Gamora, you know, obviously he doesn't go and take over Gamora's homeland, so he doesn't get Gamora. And
his name is Jimon Hanso.
Yes, what's his name in the movie, in the show?
Karoth. Karoth the something.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm probably I just mispronounced your name, but that's the best I can come up with. Is they Djimon? I don't know. Jimon. I'm just making that D silent. His character, he kicks it off when he meets Star-Lord and is like all in awe of him. And I was like, yeah, this is one I could watch, you know, over and over and be like, and still just, it's probably some stuff I missed because, you know, you miss stuff when you're watching it the first time. What about the ending, though?
So that was interesting because you hear the Watcher say that this might cause the end of the world. And I'm thinking he's saying that because Peter Quill doesn't go on to become part of the Guardians of the Galaxy. He winds up staying on Earth where his dad comes to get him. So now he doesn't have all that sense of family, or maybe, I don't know. But his mom still dies. So, you know, I still feel like he has enough sensitivity to know right from wrong. So I don't know why he would just join in with his dad in the, you know, what his dad was trying to get him to do in Guardians 2.
So, it should be interesting where they go.
That's interesting.
Because I was like, okay, so we are going to visit what happened to him.
They're so chef's kiss. So good on everything. Yeah, they get a kiss,
two kisses for this one. Because this was an amazing episode.
And they had everybody except for Gamora. They had Drax, who was like the bartender.
The dude with the bad mustache, the bad makeup.
Yes. Oh my God.
I kept saying, why do I know that character? And then I was like, oh, I probably need to re-watch Guardians of the Galaxy because I remember him with that skinny goatee.
Mm-hmm.
And he a bad guy in this one, obviously.
Who else was in it?
What's up with the whistle thing?
That's how he calls his little arrow.
Oh, that's an arrow. Okay. Yeah. I don't think I ever even paid. I was like, okay, I know this thing is killing people, whatever, when they in the movie, but I never cared enough to know exactly what was happening. That's an arrow. I had no idea what that thing was.
And this is for the movie. People who have seen the Guardians movies, the funniest part when it comes to that arrow is watching the guy that gets to take over the Arrow, and Peter Quill gives him the Arrow after Yondu dies in the movie. Watching him in the post-credit scene practice with the Arrow, and he's like, he's scanning, he's ripping his skin off, and it's coming. He's trying to control it, and he can't control it. That is funny.
Yeah, Michael Rooker.
Yeah. Yondu. He is.
His character was the normal. Mm-hmm. Did they make that character look like him? Was that intentional?
It might have been, because it definitely looked, you know.
I was like, oh, they look kind of like you. So I'm interested to see where we're going now. I mean, not that I wasn't in the first one, because it was nice to see Captain Carter. Mm-hmm. But this one, I was like, ah, oh, I'm so happy Thanos ain't bad.
Well, as far as future projects, I know we're recording this early Monday morning, so if by chance the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer has dropped and we're not we apologize. But it's probably supposed to drop this evening, is what I kind of
the street's saying. That's what the street's saying.
The word on the street is, because CinemaCon is going on today in LA, and Sony has a big presentation, and everybody thinks they're going to show the trailer there, which happens obviously nighttime over here on the East and the Central Time, but you know that's in the afternoon over there on the West Coast. So they're thinking they're going to show it at the CinemaCon, and then we're going to get it sometime either this evening or tomorrow. So, but the trailer actually leaked online yesterday evening. It was an unfinished edit, unedited version that I refused to watch because I don't want
to see it. I want to see everything.
Right. So, but there is an unedited version out there, unfinished and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that, I'm already excited for the movie. So I want to make sure I see everything in its full Marvel edited glory.
So yeah, this What If look like it's gonna be a fun ride. The problem is, it's gonna get to episode 10 or whatever they're gonna do, and it's gonna be over, and I'm gonna be a little bit sad. But they worth watching over. So
yes, and if,
like,
and
I said, I probably missed something.
They already have said they're going to do a season 2, so that's good.
Yeah, there's plenty of What Ifs out there. I can't wait to see when they get to Stephen Strange.
Oh, that's coming. I think it's actually the next one.
Because I mean, a lot could change if he don't, you know, he don't have an accident. I don't know how they gonna take it, but just if he doesn't even have an accident.
Either him or Loki is the next one. I can't remember which one.
Lord, which one? Which variant?
Oh goodness.
But yeah, I will say that my favorite part, well, my two favorite things were Karuta or whatever, him, because he was hilarious with his awe of Star-Lord, and Thanos, because he kept bringing up.
Who knew out of all this time, if we just had T'Challa go and talk to the man, then he could have talked him down.
He talked him down. And man, I was like, this is beautiful.
And shout out to what's the man's name that plays? What's his name? I was gonna call him Pierce Brosnan. That ain't his name. What's the guy? What's the actor's name that plays Thanos?
Oh, let's see.
I have lost my thought.
I had his picture up. His name is.
I'm looking at his face.
Where are you, Thanos?
In my mind.
Because I didn't know he was him. That's the guy that's playing Tony Stark. Vision is doing Vision's own stuff. Where is he? Thanos is Josh
Brolin. Yes. Yeah. Josh Brolin. Lord. Yeah. So yeah, shout out to him for coming back and doing his
Yeah, voice. Josh. Yeah, I'm glad you're not a bad guy in this. I guess we think of him as bad, but even though I guess he would be considered an extremist.
Yeah, because his his thought process was
the why. Good-hearted. The why was good, made sense. The how was the problem.
Yes, the how was definitely the problem. So, because everybody kept telling him it's genocide. And then he kept saying, well, no, not, what do you call it? He said, no, it's efficient.
Right, exactly. It's efficient. Oh, they got all day. Just wipe it all out.
Well, you have.
Speaking of wiping it out, hold on. I just want to say, this virus, like these people out here, it's a doctor in Alabama. He don't told y'all, don't come to his office. It's going to be more people, especially like if you have your own private practice. I don't know what, because there are private hospitals that can say no to you. I don't know about like publicly funded or any hospital that might get some funding from the government, how they can operate. But more people are going to be like, I'm not dealing with this. Like, we overcrowded. And that the man in Alabama said, I don't want to watch people die. So don't come, if you ain't vaccinated, don't come here for help. And if it's his public, private practice, he can do that.
It's amazing to me that this virus has people of science telling you don't come if you're not doing what you need to do to help yourself. And then
because it's so selfish.
And then people of the cloth out there telling you don't come if you're gonna wear a mask. Just don't even stay in your car.
And like I told you, the good thing about that, I got my own access to God. I don't need you to talk to my God. However, if I get sick, because just me and you, God forbid we was in an accident with something happening, you in one of these places where these hospitals, you may not be at, they may have to try to transport you to somewhere else because they running out of beds.
Right.
One man was on there saying his wife needed, and we might have talked about this already, but I'm reiterating. His wife was, she's got stage 4 cancer or something, breast cancer, and she had to go in to get some drains or something, and they wind up having her leave a day or two early because they needed the beds for somebody that had. And it's my understanding that people, like if you have a car accident or heart situation, heart attack or something, if you were at one of these or, you know, close to one of these hospitals that's like overcrowded, because usually people, like if you have a real severe cardiac infarction, you could wind up like needing ICU or whatever, but they ain't gonna have no ventilator and all that. No right. ICU beds. Because, Brian, I just want to say one more thing before we get to the last part. You get insurance for a reason. Uh-huh. You think your insurance, you know, sometimes your insurance good, sometimes it's bad.
Right.
So this all gonna come full circle in a minute. So go get my eyes checked. Hadn't had them done in a while. And I was like, oh, Lord, I don't. Like, so everybody had their mask on and the little eye thing. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. We healed. Got through that. And I was just like, okay. So now let me go get some glasses in the art. Now, I went to Target Optical. I'm finna call them out. I had used their service before. It was solid. So I went again. They was working on it. And the man was like, well, we got this deal on where it'll be cheaper for you to get the deal than just pay for that straight out and not use your insurance then, because it's going to cost this much if you use your insurance. And I was like, huh, that don't sound right. That didn't feel right in my jealous brain. So I wound up getting some glasses, and then I was at home. I was like, something ain't right. So I started doing my own research, and I was like, hold on. My insurer says that they'll give me $130 of coverage, allowance on glass, on frames, and I pay a $20 copay on lenses. And I was like, well, how? I looked at my receipt. I was like, how is it if these glasses are $111, I shouldn't have to pay anything? And if my copay $20, why y'all got like $8 or $9 on here? So I was like, I'm taking this back and I want a refund. So I get back, go back, get my refund. He was like, I was like, I need my refund. And he said, you know, what's going on with it? I was like, I need to talk to my insurance provider because I'm paying for insurance and it like I should be using it. And I was like, I should have got $130 allowance for these glasses. And my copay is $20 for lens. He was like, that's for single vision. I was like, no, that's for single, double, and it said single, bifocals, and trifocals. I don't know about the whole trifocal thing, but I heard of bifocals. And I was like, I think y'all are trying to dupe me. That's what I said in my head. I was just trying to get out of there at the time. And so this brings me back full circle to first of all, pay attention to your insurance people, because you go to these glasses places, they just trying to make money, and they don't necessarily show you the screen. They just be like, oh, this is what it's going to cost. But while I'm in there, I'm having to wait. Brian, I think it was about 50-50. Mask, no mask. Old people, no mask. And I was just like, it was some young. Some people, they ain't got a mask on, but their kids got a mask on. I was like, what is happening right now? You don't think you need one, but your kids need one. But y'all all going back in the same car. Into the same house. I suspect. Now, you might have had the kids and going to take them back to their mom or something if y'all divorced. But I'm just speculating. What's the thing down there? Because shout out Larry. He was saying that he was in St. Augustine, and they just ain't they out there like it's 1999.
Basically the same thing. I mean,
oh, you go to places.
I know I know people who went to a reunion this weekend, and they told you that you could wear, at the reunion, they said you could wear like a red ribbon if you didn't want people to hug you, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter because no one in the place had a mask on. So,
oh Lord Jesus, why are we having a reunion in this mess?
It don't make no sense.
So yeah, people, that's it. We had to go ahead. Bring us in our next
one. Sayings that make no sense. What you got for us this week,
Brian? I'm running low, and I can't remember what it. I was on my bike working out the other morning, and I was like, "Oh my God, I got to write that down," and I did. But Brian, your slip is hanging. Oh Lord, Brian, your slip is hanging.
I can't.
That came out of guess what movie?
Oh no, if you'd have asked me that 10 minutes ago, I probably could have told you.
And Ray.
Yes.
Your slip hanging.
Yes, yes, yes.
Somebody in the Urban Dictionary, because I ain't know what it, I was like, I don't know, but it's hilarious. You are getting sloppy with something that should be discreet. So maybe that was with him cheating. His slip was hanging. I don't know even know if they said it to him, but his discreetness was getting sloppy with cheating. But I was just like, yeah, I'm here for it. Just like the cats in the biscuits. Kids in the biscuits. I'm here for your slip hanging. Speaking of the crayons, I was like, I was going to say they broke the mold.
They broke the mold.
And do you make break the mold on accident? Or what? Do you know?
I do that.
No, neither. But sometimes the mold get broken. And I think, we said that one already. The cats fighting like cats and dogs. Because I still ain't seen no cats and dogs fighting, but hey, whatever. Have you ever seen that? Like in real life, have you ever seen people like cats and dogs fighting? I don't think nobody's seen it. I'm just saying.
Never seen it. Interesting.
So, yeah. Brian, don't let your slip be out here. I hope you ain't doing nothing that you need to be that somebody ever need to say that to you.
Yeah, you're doing way too much if you're doing something that's
that's you got to be that discreet about.
Exactly.
Yes, you could be doing some things that you should be discreet about that you're not. Because I think that a lot of this stuff that people be putting on social media, they probably should be discreet about, but they not. It was, it was a doctor on this show. She kept saying it. Facts change, no robbery. Something like that. And I was like, huh? I don't think I ever heard that one, but that was one she kept using. Fair exchange, no robbery. And let's see what the Google machine says that. Swapping two things or subjects of equal value is considered an honest deal. So yeah, fair exchange, no robbery is a saying out there that I hadn't really heard that one. Had you heard that one?
No, that's different.
Fair exchange is no robbery. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But she kept saying it so fluidly. I was like, okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. If it's a fair exchange, ain't nobody get robbed. Until you get home and look at your insurance. You'd be like, wait a minute, this ain't right. I should have left them paying at the most $20-something because I shouldn't have had to pay nothing but for them lenses, that copay on my lenses. So I'll find somebody else and see if they can do they take my insurance and they can make me some glasses.
But listeners, we will not be recording next week due to Labor Day holiday.
Yeah, don't be doing too much out here on Labor Day either.
So everyone, please have a happy and safe Labor Day. But we will be back the next week. And we'll Lord's have willing, episodes, we live. Two episodes of What If to talk about that week.
When do What If come on?
Wednesdays.
Okay. Not so, that I'm be rushing on Wednesday. It'll be Friday probably.
We'll have two episodes of What If, and Lord's willing, I survived this second week of distance learning.
Macaroni Montessori School.
the McKay Academy of yes.
What? Okay, Shing. Okay, Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi.
Comes out this Friday.
So, well, not that. Brian might be on Snuck and Snuck.
I will be seeing it on Thursday night premiere. Yes, I already got my tickets purchased.
I hope it's as good as it looked on the trailer.
It looking very good. And the post-credit scene that got leaked, I happened to hear what it's about. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone because I want people to go see it. But we'll talk about it when we return.
Okay, one more thing. And I keep saying this. Mm-hmm. Post-credit scene. Did you know it was a post-credit scene for the movie we watched? It was Prime Video. Michael B. Jordan was the lead.
Without Remorse?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Without Remorse.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it was.
I didn't know.
I was like, oh, let me, because I just got to the end. I said, let me look at this right fast, because I forgot I was looking for something. No, I was doing something else, and I just kind of clicked on something so my computer didn't, you know how your computer shut down if you're doing something on it. So I was like, I hit that and turned it. I was like, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute. I didn't see that. At the end, he is standing in front of he on the lawn of it's in D.C. with that big grass, and then you got the tall tower thing.
Right. The National Monument. No.
Yeah, he's standing like way in that, you know, he got a full on beard and everything. And the white guy walks up behind him. It was like a year later or something.
Okay.
Or two. No, was like, Lord, how did I miss this post-credit scene? Maybe I didn't think they would have a post-credit scene.
So we must just assume they weren't going to have one, because I'm usually quick. Marvel has taught me to always check, so I'm surprised I didn't check.
Yeah, I just happened upon it.
That is hilarious. I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
It's a few that let you know that if he ain't the character, they coming back. What time is it? He'll be back. I was like, okay. I missed that. But okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Interesting. Well, if that's, I guess that's all for today. So, as always, I'm one of your... I'm sorry, people. I'm tired. This last week was a killer, and I got
teaching.
One more
week, teaching is hard.
Pre-K and a second grade of Lord Jesus, pray for me. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Don't be caught with your slip hanging, Davis.
Lord, you hear that stuff? Got pigs. Look, the children are here.
They're here. That's what that means.
Lord have mercy. And as always, Lord, did I say that already? See, I'm telling you.
You didn't close it. I already said my name. So you
and
can
this
say.
Has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Hope you come back and listen again.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah, you can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.